Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on this Sunday. Well, Sunday evening here in the UK. It's 8 p.m. And I know it's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in America on the Eastern Coast. And I know that we have some lovely people from Norway listening, which is about 9 p.m. there in Norway. So welcome to everyone. And it's nice to know that we are reaching out far and wide and the network is growing, which is, you know, it always pleases me to know that the network is growing, not for me, but for, it's reaching everyone, isn't it? And that's the main thing. And, you know, saying reaching everyone, we're reaching out tonight to my wonderful guest, all the way out in America. And I say wonderful guest because last week you would have noticed a sneaky little typing on me saying in the chat room that I've got one of my favorite guests on this week. And, you know, I know she's not going to disappoint anyone. This is Leanne Thomas. Hi, Leanne.
Hi. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. You're making me giggle.
Well, it's nothing to what we've been doing lately on Mike's Spirit FM, Leanne. You know, there's been giggling going on. There's been lots of chat. There's been lots of hype going on in Mike's World FM.
Yeah, I think you got a few contests out there happening.
Yeah, we got the sexiest laugh contest, which naturally I'm winning. The sexiest laugh contest, which naturally, again, I'm winning. And next week, we have the sing-off. Now, Leanne, have you heard about the sing-off?
You know, I just heard a little bit from you about you and Nick are going to be competing to sing next Sunday.
it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
I'm looking
for sure.
Really looking forward to it. I know that you've just agreed to come along next week and join in our really our Christmas celebration, which is going to be fantastic. But also to be a judge, to judge this mm-hmm. sing off, because you know last week I did bring Nick in, and he thought that I sabotaged his singing voice because he said that nobody could hear him, and nobody could hear him. And Leanne, I promise you, hand on my heart, I done nothing. I really done nothing wrong.
Of course not.
You know, my halo is still up on top. Well, a little bit, but not too much. But next week, Nick is going to be live here in Studio One. So it's going to be fun. So yeah, Leanne, you're going to be a judge. Maybe I should make a payment to you now, maybe.
Okay. I have a PayPal account.
So if I make that payment before next week, you know, which way to side that vote?
Yeah, I can be swayed. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that can happen. We can make that work.
You know, I know that Sarah from Florida, Sarah Spiritual, is going to be with us as well. I need to remind myself, I should write it down, to send PayPal payments to every one of the hosts, to yourself, Leanne, and to to make sure that, well, you know, I have to have another trophy that goes alongside the, you know, the award that I won.
Right.
It looks lonely on his own.
Yeah.
And Nick seems to think he's going to take that award off me. And I says to him, you know, the only time you're going to take it off me, Nick, is to polish it and put it back where it belongs.
Oh, that's really fun. Oh, I bet he loved that.
Oh, I'm looking forward to next week. I really am. And, you know, the sexiest laugh contest is going all the way into the live show. Now, let me tell you about the live show, Leanne.
Okay.
Because obviously we're a radio station with seven different shows, because we've got a show every night of the week here now.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of the hosts has been asking me to work with them and doing things with them. And sometimes it's a bit difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. you're a busy guy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it is busy. You know, as you know, I've just come back from America, and Norway. You know, it's been busy. So we decided we were going to do a roadshow, Mike Spirit FM roadshow. And people can go onto my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, and have a look at the poster, the advertising. We've got the tickets now. Everything's all booked. The venue's all booked. Everything's all in order. So go over to the Facebook page, to the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. We've got Friday night demonstration with three of the hosts, a Saturday day all-day psychic fair, and that's free to come in because, you know, I want to make things as cheap as I can. And you can't get much cheaper than free, Leanne, can you?
No, that's my favorite price.
I love that price. And then, obviously, then there's a demonstration with the other three on the Saturday night. Now, the seventh can't make it with us because she's all the way in New Zealand, bless her heart. But you never know. Watch this space. See what happens. You never know. But next year, I'm so excited because Nick was saying to me about, you know, he wants to do more work with me. He wants to do this, wants to do that. And until recently, we never actually done a live demonstration together. Only one. And I was just looking in the month of February, and I'm going to turn my diary open here so I'm not telling anybody any fibs. Because I was looking in February, and really is right in front of me. From the 7th to the 12th, I'm with Nick Humphries in Norway. I'm taking Nick Humphries over to Norway to work with the beautiful Norwegian people. And you know, Leanne, I just come back from there, maybe about 2-3 weeks ago now.
Absolutely
wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You know, I loved working in Norway. It was amazing. I got to be honest, it really was. And, you know, the wonderful people I met, the wonderful lady that hosted me, that's, bless her heart, she's not quite in the chat room yet, but she will be later, Brichter, and she'll be here, I know. And then on the 14th, Valentine's Day, you're in the UK. We're going to be spending another evening together, me and Nick.
How fun.
But we're not going to be going to a table to have meals or anything. We're going to do a demonstration on Valentine's night. Me, Nick Humphries, and Jeanette Ann Coombs from the Monday night show here on Mike Spirit FM. So that's going to be good. A Valentine's night special with the three of us. And then, are you ready?
Yes.
When the show is Friday the 22nd, Saturday the 23rd, live roadshow in February. So all month, it seems to be in my diary, it seems to say Nick Humphries. I can't seem to get away from him.
Well, it's kind of your fault. You keep running. That's a good thing, though.
And I'm bored. No, Nick Humphries is a wonderful energy to work with. I'm looking forward to the sing-off next week. And you know, I'm going to mention what's in the chat room, because last week I did do a little bit of a... my singing voice came out. Quite good, actually, I think. And that good that we was asked to do a charity single. Would you...
Wow, that's really great. You really should do that. That would be great.
And the aim is, Leanne, to get Christmas number one next year.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Maybe. I know that we've got a wonderful lady that's in our chat room now that's going to be talking to me about, because I haven't really got that much of a clue about music and how it works. But she's going to talk to me. And the idea, I think, about it is that, obviously, this show is a downloadable show. We put up on YouTube, up on iTunes. Then it becomes downloadable on iTunes, and you have so many downloads, you hit number one.
Right.
So if we cut the parts of the show out and just have our singing voices in the iTunes, we can download it, and then we can front the CD, take it to our local radio stations all over the world, get them to give it the airtime, play in the airtime. We should get number one.
Yeah, it can happen.
It could happen.
It could.
Pigs may fly, but it could. But I'm sure that we will give it the best shot that we ever will give anything. But we will. We'll have a go.
Yeah, and that'll be so much fun. And either way, it's a good cause. It's so much fun, and it'll bring a lot of joy to a lot of people.
Definitely. You know, and see, Nick has got me into something else as well. Oh, Leanne, you wouldn't believe what he's done. I had to accept this challenge because, well, I just had to because I can't. It was live on air. Would you believe he's done this to me live on air? He was chatting about, you know, even all this is in good faith, the sexiest laugh, sexiest voice, and the singing contest. And, you know, I was saying, you know, about this charity single, I'll do anything for charity, I really would. And I was going on and on and on, grinding my organ about doing anything for charity. And he says, well, Mike, I got a charity thing. I'd like you to join me in. I said, Nick, the pleasure be all mine. Count me in. When is it? I'm going to write it in my diary. And then he drops it on me. Would you believe an all-over body wax?
Oh, that could be dangerous. I'm just saying, you got to be careful with that.
All-over body wax. It's going to happen.
Ouch.
Back, chest, legs. Ow.
All over body or back, chest, and legs?
Just back, chest, and legs. I couldn't handle it more than that. Leanne. I'm going to be crying in the most.
I'm just saying.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's going to happen in Norway next, because the roadshow is going live to Norway in April. And that's where it's already been sorted. The lady that's going to wax us, she's really looking forward to it. The lady that's hosting us, Brichter, is going to, she's taking in control. It's set up. How can I back out of this?
I think you're stuck now. The wax and stuck. That was funny. But yeah, I think you're going to have to, have some ibuprofen and some whiskey. That's all. That's my advice. I have nothing else.
Some whiskey. I was thinking maybe because it wasn't that long ago, I was in the dentist having some fillings and they stick the needle in, don't they? And they numb your mouth. I was thinking maybe I can like get some of that and just stick it everywhere all over my back, my chest, my legs, and maybe make it all numb so I can't feel it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won't let you do that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's what the whiskey's for. Because if you have enough of that, you won't feel it anyway.
Maybe a liter and a half of whiskey. And you know, you set the silly barrier. The barrier is if we raise £1,500, we'll do it.
Oh, that's great.
And
I
think that the people would pay the £1,500 just to watch me scream like a little girl.
Oh, yikes. But I don't know. I don't like the screaming part, but yeah, it might be funny. Because then you could feel what it's like that we go through as women all the time. Like, right, women? Everybody that's listening that's ever had anything waxed, whether it's your lip, your bikini line, your eyebrows, it is not fun. So, just saying.
Well, I got this. You know, Leanne, I was, after the show last week, on my hand, I thought, let me pluck one of these hairs out to see what I'm going to feel. And I did. I plucked one. And I was like, ah!
Yep.
I can only sympathize with all you women that, you know, that do this. And I can't believe that I've agreed to do it. And I'm going to do it because it's for charity. Because I've said I'll do it for charity. And I will.
Yeah. How hairy is your chest?
It's not so bad. I know Nick is hairier.
Oh, okay.
So that does bring a bit of relief to me. My back is not very hairy, so again that brings some relief to me. But apparently, what I've been told is the smaller ones that hurts the most. Is that right?
The small, you know, actually, well, not necessarily, because sometimes you get those really big, thick hairs, and they actually can bleed if the root comes out with them.
Oh.
Yeah. So it just depends, but depends how dark your hair is. You have really dark hair, it tends to hurt more.
Okay. I know Nick has dark hair. So that is a lot now. I know that's bringing a sense of relievement over my face. I feel quite happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can breathe now.
Whew, yeah, he's going to have it much worse than you. So if that brings you joy, then hold on to that.
It's going to be filmed as well, because not all of us can get to Norway. So it's going to be filmed, and this is the agreement. The film will be put up on YouTube, so we can all get to
watch it. Oh my gosh, that's going to be a good one. I'll watch it. I can tell you that.
I can imagine the hits on YouTube. We'll be YouTube partners before we know it.
Right.
By going and screaming. It's going to be horrendous. Anyway, Leanne, that's enough about me and my pain and everything else that I'm going to go through. Let's talk about you for I can see the chat room. Paul has just put up a smiley face, a laugh. We may have to rope Paul into this and make him have the wax as well. I'm sure that would wipe that smirk off his face there. let's talk more about you, because I know that you had some wonderful training in the very beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be able to work with Lisa Williams and then some other spiritual healers as well, Deborah King and Dr. Eric Pearl. So I love doing the reconnection and the reconnective work for healing. And then, of course, you know, I love doing the mediumship. That's really my favorite thing, is helping people connect into their loved ones on the other side to bring forward messages to them. I did have a very busy, this past summer was great, working with Lisa Williams. And I think if you're from the UK, and I know she's pretty big in Norway also. Norway loves Lisa Williams also. She had a television show at one time called Life Among the Dead.
We all love Lisa Williams.
So she's pretty popular. Just the short hop over the pond there to the UK.
Yeah.
So it's been a joy working with her, and I'm part of a group of mediums that she has on a website called Soul Connections. And I think I have decided that more than likely I'm going to be stepping away from traditional education. I've been a teacher for 17 years now. And I'm going to go through some yoga teacher training to become a yoga instructor. And I think between doing the yoga, perhaps, and the readings that I give, this summer I might take that big leap and step out of education. So I'm hoping to take that direction with the way my life's going now, do this spiritual work full time.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Well, Leanne, you know, please do let me know of when you make that leap, because you never know what the future lies.
That's true, yeah.
So have you got a date set in mind ready or not?
Well, I'm kind of playing things by ear, and I think I'll have to decide by March, the beginning of March, exactly if I'm going to go maybe part-time teaching, or if I'm going to step all the way away. And so by March I'll know, and if that happens, then my last day would be June 7th. That's the end of the school year, is June 7th. So.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, well, keep me posted, Leanne, because, you know, as you know yourself, you know, I still work full-time, and I'm so keen to do this full-time myself. But I'm really scared of taking that leap. And maybe, you know, you could give me that push or you know,
yeah.
Amy, with the way that you do, because, you know, I absolutely adore the way that you work. And, you know, as I did post last week, you are probably one of my favorite guests to ever come on Mike Spirit F. I mean, you know, I love working with you. I've got to be honest, because your energy is so nice. And it just seems to flow, which is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I love working with you. It's always such an honor to come on your show and with all, you know, your beautiful listeners that you have, and you have them in Norway and everywhere, so it's such a thrill for me to be on here, so thank you.
No, the pleasure's all mine, thank you. Well, Leanne, before we go to some callers, should we just take 5 minutes and play a nice song?
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's do that, and this is a modern song, and you know, my kids sing this all the time, and I thought I have to play this, so let's see where we go.
Okay.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do.
like a diamond, beautiful, like diamonds in the sky. Come bright through the universe as we moonshine in my lane. Feel the warmth, we'll never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight, I felt energy of everything. I saw the life inside you shine bright. Tonight, you and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too, I, so we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
So shine bright tonight, you and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do, I, so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, Leon, I'm definitely looking forward to meeting everyone there. I really am at the roadshow. So, okay, let's get on with today's show, shall we?
Yes, I'm all set.
Okay, so should we take some callers?
I'm ready.
Okay, because I know that our queue line is looking good. Okay,
good.
So let's go to Beth. Hi, Beth. Are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi. Can I ask you, Beth, where you're calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. Wonderful. And is the weather lovely in Florida now?
It is lovely.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You know, yeah, when I was in Florida, would you believe this? 90 degrees. In the sun, 100% humidity, and you never guess what I got out of it? A cold.
Oh!
I came home with cold.
Oh, you got tired and stressed.
Summer cold.
I don't know what I had, but I know I came home with coughing, sneezing, tonsillitis, and everything else going on there. But never mind. So, Beth, what was the reason that you called in?
I can, if you can connect with a loved one or any message that they may have for me.
Okay, don't tell us any more information now, okay? Mm-hmm. Leanne, can I leave this one to you?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know what, sweetie? I actually have a gentleman that steps forward. Now, I don't know if this is who that you're wanting to connect to, because we can't necessarily call in spirits or summon them, but sometimes one spirit will bring in another spirit. But I do have a gentleman that steps forward for you. He steps forward on Dad's side of the family. Would that make sense to you?
On my dad's side?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I'm picking up on a gentleman on Dad's side of the family. I had to give you that. He comes forward to me with darker hair, and he also has either a connection to military, or he was somebody that would connect to that's alive, has the military connection, because he keeps giving me the military connection. Do you recognize that?
Yes, that'd be my son.
Okay. All right. Now, sweetie, I'm also picking up on another gentleman around you, and I feel like there's a crossing too soon, way too soon. Do you understand that?
A what?
There's a crossing way too soon. This individual passed way too soon.
Oh, yes, my son, yes.
Oh, okay. I get that the gentleman on the other side, on your dad's side of the family, wants to bring in the gentleman that has the military connection. So I'm picking up that the gentleman in spirit has a military connection that crossed too soon. Do you understand that?
Yes, my son.
Okay, so that's what they're bringing forward. Now, are you working on a cause or something with a cause? Because he keeps saying, you keep going for it. You keep plunging ahead. You keep doing it. You're making a difference. He's like your cheerleader over there on the other side, your son is, sweetie.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you are working for a cause, and it feels like it's connected to his crossing. So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so he wants to cheer you on. He wants you to keep going. He definitely puts a ton of love around you. He also realizes that his crossing and all of that have been very difficult, but he says, how amazing you are. Look at how amazing you are, the difference that you're making. You're helping other moms that are going through these kinds of situations, he's saying. And you're also helping make a difference to change things and how people see things. So he says, keep going, bravo. Do you have any questions for him?
I don't know.
Okay. Who has the M initial in their name, sweetie?
M?
Yes.
Matthew, his son.
Okay. He's wanting to bring forward a lot of love to Matthew. He wants you to know Matthew is going to be okay. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's watching over, and I'm going to say watching over like a hawk. Let me tell you, he's got a lot of love and energy around his son, and he wants you to know his son's going to be okay, and he's going to see to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
about who?
His daughters.
I
have his son with me a lot.
Okay. Oh, and so there's so much thank yous and love. No wonder he'd want to bring his son up to you. And his daughters as well. Let me take a look at that. Would you understand somebody who was a swimmer or who really loved swimming? Because he's bringing swimming in and saying, I feel like somebody's going to have success, awards and things like that with swimming going forward. So does one of his kids, are they a swimmer?
I think that his daughter loves to swim. Let's see. So possibly.
There's something coming up for that, and something about swimming and for that. I also feel like around the girls, different kinds of struggles for them, but I feel like what he's showing me is things working out and things going forward. Now, would he have, like, as far as his kids go, do they have, like, two different families? Like, he keeps showing me two different families. Okay.
His wife had two children, and then he had a son first with another lady.
Okay. And I feel there may be a little bit more struggles going on for his son, but he's wanting to say his son's going to be fine. He's going to be okay. So there's a sense of that coming forward. Does one of his daughters have a vowel for her first sound of her name? I keep getting a vowel sound, and I don't know if it's for one of the girls, but I keep hearing a vowel. Like, I don't know if there's an Yvette or an Ange. There's like
Briella and Adelie.
Okay, thank you, Adelie. Okay. Well, they're both very sensitive, he's saying, and I feel, is Adelie, is she the younger one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he's giving me, thank you. And what he's saying around there for her is that she's very sensitive to energies and all of the things going on in the world and things like that right now. She's very creative as long as she keeps herself going in a creative way, whether it's, you know, the sports or whether it's, you know, movement, dance, singing, acting, doing things with her hands, that she'll find her way. But staying creative is important to her, will be important to her, continuing to be important for her. So, yeah, he's so proud of you and the way you've stepped up with all of this. He really wants me to make sure I give you this message that he's around you, loving you, and so how very proud he is of you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so loved from the other side with him, and I feel like you're just such a strong and a beautiful person. So just know that I am so grateful that you called in and that I had this opportunity to connect the two of you. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Well, thank you, Jan. You know, I must say an absolutely perfect communication there. And Beth, thank you very much for calling. And please do remember, go over to Mike Spirit FM, go in the archives, and download a copy of your reading, and then you can play it back and listen to it as many times as you want. And lastly, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure is all ours. Thank you. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, Jan, I must say, you know, as I've said many times on the show, an absolutely wonderful communicator for the spirit world you are.
Oh, thank you.
Now I'm going to have a go, okay? I'm saying I'm going to have a go, so you can put your feet up for 5 minutes. And
okay.
Annette, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Annette, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
New York.
From New York, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Annette?
I was wondering if you have any messages from someone to pass on.
Okay. Then I'll do my very best to make a communication to you from the spirit world, and we'll see where we go in, okay? Now, the first thing I'm aware of is there's a gentleman here that stands right by the side of me as I connect with your voice. This gentleman, I believe that he would link to your family. I believe I want to connect him to your dad's side of your family when he was here with us. I believe I want to say to you, this gentleman passed very quickly, very instantly home to the spirit world, because he makes me aware he was here 1 minute and in the spirit world the next minute. His passing was that sudden. He does tell me that he did complain of his chest. He did cough, he did wheeze a little bit there, but you know, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. Okay, I believe that's the way he comes through here. Now, I want to say to you that he would be quite a nicely built gentleman in the build of his body before he passes home to the spirit world there. But I know that he comes close, almost as if I want to put him like dad, granddad, because I know he comes on that kind of vibration here. Do you understand of who he is there?
It could be my father or my grandfather. They both passed with a heart attack.
Let me have a bit more of them then to clarify it up, because I like to try and place each and every contact. And let's separate them. So was it your dad then, please, that would have liked to be casually dressed when he was here with us? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because this man that I'm seeing, he's very much casually dressed. And I'm saying, no, come on, sir, I need a bit more information off you. And he shows me himself casually dressed, and he says, just tell him dad. Okay, so I know that your dad was a very much of a down-to-earth kind of a man. And I know that whatever he had to say, out it would come, please or offend with your dad. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because I know that's certainly the way that he comes through here. And would I be right in saying to you that in your life at the moment around your vibration, that there would be a need for you to get things off your chest at the moment? Because I know that you're walking kind of through life at the minute thinking, oh, when am I going to have my time? When am I going to have my chance? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And he says here to me that it's starting to weigh you down a little there. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Because he says to me, it's starting to weigh you down a little and you're feeling a little bit depleted of the whole condition, the whole situation. And he says to me that what we need is to uplift ourselves, be up on top of our game again. And because he says to me, it's been a long time since you have felt comfortable of where you are, Annette, in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Now, he also talks to me here about that when he was with us, your dad, he was very influential in your life there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And see, he also tells me there that where he was very influential, I'll get the word right in a minute, that he would have always been the one that would have always kind of pushed you forward and kind of pointed you in the right direction. Do you understand of that with him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because that's what he wants to do, is kind of just point me in the right direction here. Now, would I be right in saying that you there, about that you are aware of the spirit world in some kind of way yourself at the minute? Do you understand of this?
Yes,
okay, because he says to me, you know, every time I come close to you, you know I'm there. So that would mean that you are aware of the spirit world. And would I be right in saying that you understand of the communication of how this thing works? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and I like to keep things as simple as I possibly can because, you know, that's the way I understand it, on the simplest levels that you can understand it, because I think, you know, why make it complicated? And for some reason, there's a reason why I'm saying that to you. So would I be right in saying to you that you're finding something a bit difficult at the moment, or your communication is becoming a little bit difficult? You feel as if you're either pushing it or it's being strained, or you feel a little bit, oh, I need to work at it. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
See, because he makes me aware that, you know, it needs to be a natural gift, because that's what it was always meant to be, a natural born ability. You know, I believe that we're all born in this life with a gift of being able to be psychic, but not all psychics will develop into being mediums. But I know that, see, if you become aware of spirit, because I'm being told that you see spirit sometimes, maybe not in a physical form, but you see like a shadow or see a light that goes past you every now and again, you'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Okay. See, because I know that your dad comes so close there to you. You know, he would love to spend hours upon hours upon hours there with you, because I know that's what your dad would have done in this life, and that's what he wants to do in the spirit world. He says to me here about it's important. So would you understand the importance around this time of the year, why your dad would come through at the moment?
Well, it was my birthday the other day.
Okay, so you would understand the importance why your dad comes through, because he says to me, it's important why I come through here tonight, okay? So if it was your birthday the other day, well, many happy returns from myself and obviously from your dad as well, because he just says to me, it's important why I'm here. Now, I know you said it was just the other day, but would I be right in saying to you that there was like, I don't even want to say what I want to say, but I have to because that's what I need to do. Would I be right in saying that since your birthday, you've been disappointed since your birthday, is that right?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay. See, I was a little bit reluctant saying it because I don't want to bring disappointment. I want to bring happiness to people. I want to bring light into people's lives. But he says to me that there's been disappointment, and I have to say it, he says. And he says to me, it's been disappointing because there's been someone in your life that's disappointed you. And that goes beyond your birth, goes back beyond your birthday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And would I be right? See, it just makes me take a big deep. That's the way your dad was, wasn't he? He took a big deep breath.
Yes.
Because I know that's what he makes me do. He makes me catch my breath here. For some reason here, he's confusing me a minute. It doesn't take much, it really doesn't. But why would I say that to you about you're normally stronger than what you are? Do you understand that you're normally stronger than what you are in your vibration?
Yes, I very much so.
Okay, because he makes you aware of the emotion, he makes you aware of the tears, the hurts, the upsets there. So you've been shedding a few tears of late, Annette, is that right?
Yeah, I've been off kilter for about a couple years.
Okay, see, because he makes me aware of this condition in your life as well. So, you know, isn't that just a perfect way of your dad coming to you to let you know that he is, you know, excuse me, in the spirit world, you know, living fine, living well, and being able to communicate with you at any single time that he feels the need to be there, and every time that you call upon his energy, isn't it lovely to know that your dad comes back every single time?
Mm-hmm. I believe it. He's the one that comes through. He comes through on almost every reading that I have.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that he's here with us, and I have to talk about it. You know, there is others there. Okay, and I know I could talk to you about a lady that's in the spirit world, that would have been maybe like grandmother, because I know that's the way she feels, grandmother, and she's a very slim, slight lady in her build. I believe that she, you know, in fact, I believe she could have lost a few. Some weight, I want to say, before she passes on to the spirit world because of the illness she carried. Do you understand of this lady there for me?
The slim one would be my mother.
Okay. Okay, and mm-hmm. She lost a bit of weight before she passes, is that right?
Yes, she passed with cancer.
Bless her heart, okay, because I know that I'm aware that I'm losing weight. And there wasn't much of me to lose weight anyway, but she makes it aware that she lost a bit of weight before she passes, bless her heart. You know that your mum is here as well. And as I said there, Annette, I could spend hours upon hours working with you because it is such a beautiful energy that you have. And I love working, I love working with all energies, I really do. But please take your love, your dad's love, okay? And remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and you know, you can re-listen to it. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, and have a nice day, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Leanne, let's go over to Ashley.
Okay.
Okay, Ashley.
Hello?
Hi, Ashley. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
From California. Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm going to pass you over to the wonderful Leanne. Okay, so Leanne, it's all over to you.
Hi, Ashley. And I'm in California, too, so yay.
Oh.
Go us. I'm in the near the San Jose area.
I'm down south.
Okay. So how can I help you today?
Any connections from deceased loved ones would really appeal to me.
Okay. Sweetie, I got a female for you right away that comes in and puts her arm around you, that stands in very close to you. And I just get this really warm feeling and this warm connection between the two of you. Now, are you going through some transitions and changes? Because she keeps putting boxes around you. And so that for me either means like there's a physical move of residence, or this is about job and career kind of stuff. So she's wanting to tap right into that first. Does that resonate with you at all?
Well, I would say probably neither one specifically. I'm about to help sell my deceased grandma's belongings. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Okay, so she may be putting in the boxes around this for you as you're taking care of situations. She also has another woman with her that she says is younger than her. So there's a woman that she's connected to that crossed before she did that was younger than her. Even, you know, she crossed, of course, before she did, but this was a woman that when your grandmother was alive was younger than her. So do you recognize the pair of them?
Related to her or somebody that I had in my life?
It could be either or. You know, as we do radio, you know, we're trying to go in quickly. I can get more information from that also for you. But I get the sense from your grandmother here that there's definitely more gratitude going on for you with some of that. And I feel like that she actually had wanted and had left you things. Do you understand that?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Well, she's giving me this, that you have been left some things that she wanted you to have. And so if you don't know it yet, that'll be coming forward for you very soon. You also recognize something about her hair. She either really liked having her hair done. She keeps going back up to her hair.
Really? Well, maybe she's just mentioning her hair.
Yeah, she's kind of putting her hands up to her head and kind of like how she would like you'd kind of, you know, show your hair a little bit, like, look how my hair looks good. Like, she's wanting to make a point of showing off that her hair looks good on the other side here. So it feels to me like that would have been something important to her or something had happened with her hair.
Well, her hair used to look like mine, but then it went really gray and no one was taking care of it really when she would, you know, besides brushing it.
Yeah,
so
she's wanting to show off her gorgeous hair. Here on the other side, I have to tell you that she feels like she made her transition fairly easily, but I'm also picking up from her that she had some fear before she crossed, that there was some fear around her. And I got to tell you that it feels to me with her that she didn't actually... I feel like what she's showing me is that she didn't actually realize at first that she was dead. And so something happened all of a sudden, and then she was crossed. And so she realized very soon after that and made a smooth transition. She's there in heaven on the other side, so she made it. She's feeling great now. But she's kind of showing me like she was like, when did that happen? You know, like she was a little surprised at her passing the way it happened. Would you understand that?
Well, I don't know, but I can imagine.
Okay. So in other words, that she wasn't expecting to go exactly when she did. So what that often tells me is that even if she had been sick, there was a moment where it was unexpected that it came. Okay, thank you. And I'm getting like that before she left also, that she would have moments and times of confusion. So she was going through, I don't know if she was on a lot of meds before she went, but she's wanting to share that. And she's saying she has none of that anymore. So she wants you to know she has none of that anymore.
She had dementia.
Okay. And she has none of that anymore.
Good.
She definitely had wanted to leave you some things. So I would be looking into that. She's also showing me like a distance with something and people in the family. And I'm getting a sense that there will be somehow a coming back together. And so she's like, there will be a healing and a coming back together with some people that had some distance in the family. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it does.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Do you have any questions for her? Anything that you want to ask? I want to make sure this stays focused on what you're wanting.
It's very interesting that we're going to be put in, you know, that as a grandchild, I'll be participating in selling off her belongings. So, I mean, if she has anything to say about that, or how the family's going to, you know, is there going to still be cohesion without her around, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that there will be a sense of people being able to come together, but I feel like something's heated or something gets pushed out of whack first. And so know that that clear communication, she's saying that everybody needs to be on the same page when all of this gets started. Because I feel like somebody's going to say, well, I really wanted that, or, you know, and that kind of thing that's not an uncommon thing necessarily to happen in families when somebody goes and somebody doesn't show up or they don't come or something, and then all of a sudden they want something. So just make sure that there's a clear communication, because she says she wants everybody to be on the same page before anything really happens. But she's not showing me an attachment for anything in particular. I'm not even seeing an attachment specifically to jewelry, so she may have already planned for stuff, and she keeps saying to me, to say to you, like, there's been things left. So she may have planned for those things. She's not putting worry or concern around objects. So that means that, you know, if everybody communicates and everybody's on the same page and there's a green light to whatever anybody wants to let go, nobody needs to feel like they need to hold on to any of her things, she's saying. Do you recognize the blood pressure issues with somebody in the family? I feel like she's talking about a female. So she goes into a female.
Somebody living?
Yes. So somebody here on this side, she's, and there's a female that would be somebody that would be connected to you, that she's talking about the blood pressure, and she says she's just wanting them to watch that. So this would feel either like maybe if she had a sister alive or your mom was still here, that she would be talking about them.
It could be one of three aunts I have. They're not blood related. They're, you know, married to her three sons.
Okay. I keep getting that. I just keep getting, like, watching around that. So there seems to be a connection into diabetes and a connection with this individual and with blood pressure that she's wanting them to check in and to watch around. Okay. Did your grandmother have dark hair? Because either I have another woman stepping in or your grandmother had this dark hair before she would have lost her hair or something like that.
She did have dark hair when she was younger, yeah.
Okay. I really feel like I have another woman that's wanting to step in around her. So she either has a sister or another female that's younger than her that is connected, that has also crossed, that she's bringing forward. And this person keeps stepping forward and stepping back, stepping forward and stepping back. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out who this person is. Sweetie, is your mom crossed on the other side?
No.
Okay. I keep getting a younger female that she's connected to. She keeps bringing forward for around you. Also dark hair, younger. But I'm going to put her closer to what would be your mom's generation of what she's showing me. There's cancer around this female. There is a sense of loss and regret and leaving people behind because she feels she left them too soon. So there's a feeling of loss and sadness around them. I keep getting a D with her name, the letter D. I'm trying to give you as much as I can. And so sometimes it makes sense later, but I don't want to spend so much time on it if it's not meaningful to you. Does any of that make sense?
The D's not ringing a bell. The people I can think of were blonde.
Okay. All right. Yep. She's still got darker hair. So I'm going to leave that. I'm not going to keep on and on with it. But they also have that same message also around you, is that communication thing. And I got to tell you, I feel like there is an opportunity for stepping up. There's an opportunity for growth and for there's more finances coming towards you. And so I don't know if this is with the loss of your grandmother or this is coming for you around, work or finances. You or somebody you're close to that would affect you. Because she keeps putting dollar signs. Both of these women do that for you, putting dollar signs around. So I feel growth with that for you coming forward. So I want to give that to you.
I hope it's career.
Yeah, I keep feeling like that. I keep feeling like there's growth for you in there and opportunities for you in that regard. And keep working on your spirituality. Keep working on in that area for you as well, because I feel like there's no coincidence that you'd be wanting to listen to this show. There's no coincidence that you would want to connect into spiritual kinds of things, because there's also energetically that you also have that kind of connection. So keep working on that. And I would keep a dream journal next to your table, because they're definitely wanting to enter in through your dream state as well.
Well,
so
that's how I got into it in the first place.
Okay.
Through a friend that visited me when I was like 19. I didn't even know she had died that night. Mm-hmm. And then also when I was pregnant, my unborn daughter visited me.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of piqued my interest in, exploring it. But you're right. I don't have a dream journal.
So if you put it out there, they'll know that you're really serious and you can say this. And this is true for, you and then several people listening. So if you set the intent and you say either to yourself or out loud, I really would like to have a dream that helps bring me clarity to know how to move forward with my career. I really want a dream to connect in with my grandmother because I want to know how to make sure that we do this. I want to, so set the intent, whatever it is, and you, You may have to do it for a few nights until your energy relaxes to bring it in, or it may happen that first night. But if you put a pen there and some paper and that you promise to wake up to a few notes before falling back to sleep, then they'll bring that forward to you because your dreams are getting stronger. And you're also connecting in with more and more spirit. And so your grandmother wants you to know that she's going to be coming into your dreams. She's going to be connecting in that way. And I'm going to give you this also. I feel around your mom that she keeps going in with either high blood pressure or something like that in on your mom. And so, so I would just have her check on that and be, I don't feel like there's danger or anything. I just feel like there's a sense of needing to stay on top of that around her at this time.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, this is so great. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed
it. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, I'm so glad it helped in some little way.
Yeah. And I'm excited. I'm going to take your advice. Alternative to dream journal, is it okay to do like a memo, voice memo on my phone? Doesn't need to be written down, does it?
No, it doesn't have to be written. You can do the voice memo.
Because realistically. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. I'm just being realistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you, Ashley. And Leanne, I must say, absolutely fantastic. Ashley, remember, please go on over to Mike Spirit FM in the archives right after the show and download a copy of that wonderful reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much. I really like your show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye now.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Leanne, I'm going to go to another bit of music.
Okay.
And let's just press this button. Now, this is a song I've played this many times on the radio, and it's a song that, you know, whenever I'm feeling a little bit, you know, we all have old days. Like,
yeah, for sure.
And particularly when I'm rushing home from work, and I know I've got to go out and do a night for spirit, and I feel, this is a song I always play that, before I get into the venue, and it always lifts me up. So let's just play this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and welcome back there, Leanne. You know, Leanne, right in the middle of that song, I got a little bit spooked, shall we say. Mm. I was chatting in the chat room, and they was typing the same thing as me at the same time.
How funny.
Mm. Leanne, give us your website.
www.angelichope.com.
And on angelichope.com, they can reach you and you can give them readings. They can get readings there.
Yep. They can contact me directly through the website. There's a contact button that brings up an email or a phone number. So they can either call me or send me an email, which is great both ways. And I do in-person readings and phone readings or Skype, so all of that works for me. I don't need to necessarily sit across the person in person to give them just...
Okay, perfect.
Sometimes you know this, that over the phone, it's easier because we're not necessarily distracted by the way that person looks to make assumptions about the person that comes forward and how they look and the information they're giving, so... It's a very pure form of doing mediumship, I think, the phone.
You know, I was doing a reading the other day, and this dear lady, bless her, you know, she was disabled, and she said, "But Michael, I can't get to you." And I said, "Well, that's okay. You know, there's several ways we can do this. We can do it over Skype, over the phone," and she insisted that no, you can't do it that way. You can't do it that way. In the end, you know, I did travel. I went up to her home, which was a good 35-40 minute drive there and then back again. But you know, yeah, and I do agree with you, it works just the same perfect over the phone, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a hold of Leanne, it's angelichope.com. So that's all the W's in front, www.angelichope.com. I know, Leanne, you've just posted that in the chat room, which is absolutely perfect. And everybody can just click that link and just go there and let's book you up, Leanne, isn't it? Let's get you busy.
Yeah.
But
keep me busy, people.
Because I know you're going to be right here in Mike Spirit FM next week.
Yeah.
Judges.
And that's going to be fun.
But to send that PayPal thing over.
I know you're teasing, and so does everybody else. You're teasing.
They do. They don't know I'm teasing. Everybody knows what I'm like by now. You know, if they don't, well, you know, this is who I am. You know, I'm not going to change. I never am. I'm going to be just.
No.
And you know, I think that's the way that we're meant to be, isn't it? You know, just stay the way we are, because I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines, and okay. I believe it's my turn now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, so we're going to go to a Skype caller, and it's Missy Lady. Hi, Missy Lady, are you there with us?
Hello there, how's you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Not too good. I'll say that, not too good.
Not too good. Okay, that's not very good. Okay, so was there a reason that you called in for tonight? And actually, Leanne, this is the lady that wants us to do the charity single next year.
Fantastic. Well, that's a great idea.
you know, all for charity, definitely. You know, I wouldn't do it any other way. It'd have to be all for charity. And then I'd have the oomph for me to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they were on Nick's show on Monday there, and I came in, and they were talking about the singing. They kept on going out there. You sing this, and they were going, having a play about with it, and they were talking about charity and things like that, and that's where...
And the waxing.
Oh, yeah, the wax.
Every time I think about it, I cringe.
I actually wanted to sort of see what the spirit world has got to say about me.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me make a link to the spirit world. I'm going to see where we're going, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Now, you know the way I work. I want to describe people. I want to bring contacts in because I know what they want to say before I go in any further because I want to get going here. but let me allow a lady to come closer to you. And I believe that this lady would link to your family as she comes close because I know that she sits right here about my mum's side of the family. So I want to place it within your mum's side. Now, I am aware that towards the end of this lady's life there that she will have struggled and she would have battled on towards the end of her life. And she tells me that it got the better of her before she passes home to the spirit world there. And I do believe I need to say to you that where it got the condition she had got the better of her, should I say. I do apologize. But the condition she had took charge. And then I believe that she wasn't able to do much for herself before she passes there. And she does make me aware that there was plenty of help, there was plenty of assistance. The family rallied around and done the best they could for as long as they possibly could for her before she passes home to the spirit world there.
Yeah.
Now, she makes me aware that she's a very slight lady in the build of her body. I believe that she's very... to look at her, and you know, I'm going to be honest here with you, to look at this lady, she makes me aware that she would have been very quiet. But when she starts, oh my gosh, she starts, okay? And I believe that's the way it should be. Because she's making my throat tickly, she's making me cough. So I don't know if that's the way she was before she passed there. But,
yeah.
You know, I know that there's a problem here with my throat, dear, which is fine. So this is your mum. Is that right? Is this your mum?
No, it would be my grandmother.
It's your grandmother, okay. I do apologize. But I know that I want to bring it close like a motherly feeling because I want to just come up to you and wrap my arms around you as mums and mums would in the spirit world. So as your grandmother comes close, as I said, when she starts, okay. Now, why do I want to see you stop putting yourself down? And I want to get mad with this, okay. I'm not going to be mad. Please don't get me wrong. But would you understand if I would, because again, as I said, that's the way she's getting mad. Stop putting yourself down. Do you understand why she says that to me at the minute?
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Do you understand? See, if you could only see me, my finger is waving 10 to the dead. Got to stop blaming yourself. It's not your fault, okay? And you have to start doing... See, something is giving you the push to do something yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And if I said to you, it's made you more determined now than ever... to do it yourself. Does that make sense there to you?
It does, Mike, yeah.
And see, the word she's using to me, you don't need to walk in anybody's shadows. Do you understand why she would say that to me?
Yes.
And I believe that, see, the more that I'm saying to you that you don't need to walk in anybody's shadows, it's about time. And I believe the spirit will put things in our way for reasons. Okay, and I believe that something's come up in your life, and it's for a reason. It's left you to be a little bit disappointed, but the reasoning behind it, the more that you look at it, the more that you understand it, the reason is for you to do something about it yourself. Okay, because you're very much like me, in the sense of you beat yourself up about it. You think, oh, I should have done better. I could have done better. I wish I'd done more. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, Mike.
Because I know that's exactly the way I am. And, you know, I've been told, don't be so hard on yourself. But, you know, I am. And that's not a bad thing, I don't think, because it makes us stronger next time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
And that's what I want to put in front of you. It's making you stronger. Now, would I be right in saying that physically, I don't know if your condition of your health or the state of your health, I don't know. But would I be right in saying to you, because of physically, there's not much you can do as much as you... Sorry. You can't do as much as you used to do. This is why that you feel this is so important to you, because it's keeping you... going is the wrong word, but it's giving us that drive. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, because I know that's what I want. It's giving you that drive to do what you need to do. It's giving you and I don't mean it to count this way, and I do apologize if it's wrong, but it's giving you your life back. Do you understand of that?
Yes, it has, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, I'm glad you understand, because, you know, I was a little bit reluctant in saying that, but it's given you your life back, and I know this is what your grandmother has come to say there from the spirit world. So, you know, whatever's gone on, it's for a reason, and the reason is for you to push yourself even further, because, you know, without me sounding offensive, you would be happy to walk in somebody's shadows for as long as it takes. You'd be happy to walk in somebody's shadow for the rest of your days, because... You know, a bit of support is nice, and to have somebody to lean upon is nice, but there's nothing better than using your own strength and your own guidance to take you where you need to be. Do you understand where I'm going with all of this?
Yes, I do, Mike, yeah.
Now, for some reason as well, I do believe I want to put something new in your vibration, something new in your life as well. Now, it's not so much of a spiritual, it's material. Now, I know Christmas is up on us, and where we have presents and we give presents, and you know, and really that's not the meaning of Christmas. It is like going down the shop and spending £50 or £60 on someone. That's not the meaning. But would you understand of why I would say to you about the meaning of there's a gift coming to you, material gift, nothing to do with the spirit world, that you know it's coming, and it's like, I'm excited about this. So I don't know whether somebody has already told you what they've purchased for Christmas, or do you understand where I'm going with?
Yeah, I do, mate, yeah.
Because it's like as if I've had to try it, and it's like, it's kind of making me feel like, oh, bless. Do you know what I mean? It's like you didn't have to do that. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do, mate, yeah.
See, and the reason why that she talks to me about it is because it's giving you a little bit of value. It's giving you a bit of encouragement. It's giving you that little bit of, well, I am worth it. I do deserve this. Do you understand of that?
I do, mate, yes.
And you do deserve it, okay? And you've got to stop thinking to yourself that you don't, okay? Because I know, as I said in the very beginning, you are your own worst enemy. You put yourself down for no reason at all, okay? And you know, why does she say to me, we can't be right every time? And she puts her hand on her hip and she goes, we can't be right every time, okay? And she turns her back to me enough to say, there, have a bit of that, okay? So I know that's the way that your grandma, because I know that's exactly what she does, and turns her back to me enough to say, okay? So I know that's the way that your grandmother would have been in this life. And she says to me, you know, that, you know, even though that we may get something wrong, or you may have got something wrong, don't beat yourself up about it, okay? There's another day tomorrow, and there's always more work we can do tomorrow. Do you understand of that?
I do, mate. Mike, can you call us later, please?
Can I, what, sorry?
Call us Sarah.
A Sarah?
Yes, that's me, yeah, my grandmother's name. Her name's Sarah.
Okay, okay. Mm. And is that, that's this lady, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem at all.
Okay. I'm sitting here giggling away. I can just picture me Nana turning her back and going, like, okay.
That's exactly what she does. They hand on her hip and turn her back to me. There, have a bit of that. And you know, I love it when the spirit world comes that close. I really do, because it's a, you know, I was doing a demonstration Friday in this lovely church. It hasn't long been opened, and you know, I was privileged to be asked to work there, and you know, I took that opportunity and you know, give it the best I could of myself, and you know, I had so much fun. And you know, I laughed all the way through the service. You know, we had such laughter, and the communication was flowing. And before I knew it, the chairperson said to me, "We've got to stop, you know, Mike. You've been going for over an hour and a half." I was like, "Come on, let me go on a bit more," because you know, you enjoy it. It just flies by. Well, know that, that your grandmother Sarah is here with us, okay? She's not going to turn her back. She's not going to turn back to me because I know that she's had her say, and that's exactly the way she was in this life when she was here with us. Is that right?
Yeah. If she said what she wanted to say, that was it. You got not another word out of her.
Because her back is to me, and then enough to say you're not having no more, which is perfect, okay? Because that's the way she was. Now, bless her, because I know that she, you know, she does want me to go a little bit further with her, and she, I want to be more serious with you a minute, okay? For some reason, why I'm rubbing my bottom lip and around my chin. Would you understand why she would want me to do this?
Not this moment in time, no.
Okay, hang on a minute then, because maybe I've gone on to somebody else because I want to rub my bottom lip and my chin, because I know that I want to say that there's something that's affected my lip and my chin. Now, was it your grandmother Sarah that would have taken a fall before she passed on to the spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and now that she didn't pass straight away with that, but or she even may have, I don't know, but would you understand why the chin... The lip I want to start rubbing. Did she knock that when she fell or something?
Yes, she did, yeah.
Bless her heart, because I know that she just keeps wanting me to rub this, and it's like, it's sore. Okay. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that she wants me... Now, I do apologize, but I'm going to go on with this. I've got to go on with it, okay? Would you understand why I would say that to you about... Is it your legs that's giving you lots of trouble?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, my lower back, okay. And my left leg.
Now, please don't tell me anymore. But would I be right in saying to you that sometimes that you have to use like a chair, or you're confined to a chair sometimes or something?
Confined to a chair, yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, thank you, darling. Would I be right in saying to you that it's like as if I'm losing sensations or losing feeling in my one foot at the minute? Is that the condition you carry?
Oh, my. For the last half hour, I've been getting numbness in my good foot.
Ah, right. Because I know that my one foot here, my one leg, it's numb. There's no feeling in it. It's like as if I could kick anything I want now, and it wouldn't hurt because I have no feeling in it.
That's my bad leg, yeah.
Okay, that's good. I don't mean good because it's your bad leg. Good because I've got it right. I'm picking up on it. Now, would I be right in saying that lately you've been feeling like a tingliness or something there, haven't you? She says to me, tell her we've been working on it, okay? So I know that even as we speak, that your grandmother Sarah is doing her best to bring some comfort there to you, to bring a bit of healing there to you, and she says to me, and you need it. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Bless her heart, okay? As I said, I know I could go on for hours upon hours here with her, and I really could, but I know that she just wants me to say, just make... okay. Tell her May the 18th is important. So do you understand why I would say that May the 18th is important to you?
May the 18th. It does ring a bell about something now.
Okay. Because she talks to me about May the 18th and it's important, okay? Well, take her love, okay? Know that she's very much... so you're not going anywhere yet, boy. She wants me to go up to... a mirror, and I haven't got a mirror in the studio here, but I want to just, you know when you breathe on a mirror and it mists up?
Yeah.
There must be a mirror in your home that gets misted, and or it has got misty of late, and you've seen like some kind of, whether it's like a writing or some words, when it gets misted up. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, it's in my bathroom.
Because she just wants me to, over a mirror, okay? I want to say love. Do you understand the word love you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not saying that she's written, I love you, but I know if I breathe, like that in this mirror, I would see the words, I love you. Do you understand her?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Know that she's aware of it, okay? You know, and I always say, we always like to look for the logical thing first, then blame them, okay? That's my way of thinking. Now she wants me to, she says, go up to her, like that, and you will see, I love you. Okay? Take her, love.
Thank you, mate.
Where it was. Oh, the pleasure is all mine. It really is. You know, remember, please do download a copy of your reading from the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling to the show today.
Thank you so much, Mike, for bringing us through.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to listen into the show. You can just drop me.
Well, I can leave you on mute if you want, so you can just listen there if you want to.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here, Leanne, and I believe that we have Cindy online with us. Hi, Cindy, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Cindy. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, Citrus County, Florida.
From Florida. Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, Leanne, I'm going to hand Cindy all over to you.
Great.
The wonderful Leanne.
Hi, Cindy. How can I help you, sweetie?
I'm just trying to see if I can connect with my son. He was murdered like 95 days ago, 97 days ago today, I believe. My birthday is Monday, so.
Okay. I have seen some of the things that you put in chat, so I just want to let you know that I've seen some of it. I'm not sure exactly how much I've seen, but one of the things that I was picking up on, and my guides are here, and I have angels here with me, so I'm not necessarily picking up on your son yet, but he may come through. So let me give you what I've been getting. One of the things that I keep seeing him laying face up. So what they're showing me is him laying face up in water. Uh-huh. But I see him where he's not submerged in water. And I see all kinds of, I either want to call it straw or grass or something, but it's yellow in color. It's not looking like green to me, like I would think it would be. And he's not sunk. He's on top. I see him in a dark colored pair of pants, which could be blue jeans. I was picking up on the tattoos around him, and they keep giving me this, that he was involved in things that he shouldn't have been in, and that he was at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing, and that he was not expecting this to happen. And they keep, my guide Ray keeps saying, go down this way. He was not expecting to go down this way. They are telling me that he will be found or has been found. So they're giving me that. Like, I keep seeing like this come forward, and I keep seeing you get the closure around that you need it. But I got to tell you, the closure doesn't look like you necessarily feel satisfied. They want to tell me that he was somehow involved in his death. So somehow he was involved in something that brought some of this about. Now, sweetie, when I say that, that is not to put blame on him. So I don't want you, I don't want to give you the impression of that. But does some of that make sense to you?
Yeah, he called me that morning at 8:37 and wanted to ride home. And we got there at 9:10 and he was not, they said he wasn't there, but I knew they had murdered him. At that point, I knew right away because I'm his mother, and if he would not walk in the rain, leave his possessions there. So I knew. And within a half an hour's time, something happened that was unexpected.
Right. He was not expecting it to, but he knew some people that were, that had bad behaviors, and that's the best way I can describe them. And at times he did too. I got to tell you that they put substances around him. So, but that doesn't mean he necessarily was taking them at the time, but I feel like there were substances around him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it sure does.
Okay. So, I don't know. I have my guides right here and I have angels here. And so, I do pick up on a male around you, and I'm going to describe it, but I have to tell you I'm not sure that it's your son because I don't have him stepping forward to say that my guides are the ones giving me this information. But I do pick up somebody with very short hair, and I'm not picking up on somebody that tall. I'm picking up somebody thin and very baggy clothes, a dark T-shirt and dark jeans. And I feel like there is a chain hanging from the side. So So, like, he might have had some kind of a chain connected to his pants or things like that. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking up on smoking, you know, cigarettes. I'm picking up on that with him as well. I'm also picking up on, like, in and out of work. So, I'm not getting his energy fully anchored in here. So if this is him, it's not coming fully anchored in. So what this can mean to me, I want to let you know, is that he is still in the process of transitioning. And perhaps the way things happened for him is that he hasn't fully made his transition. Now, I don't want you to be worried or afraid, because it doesn't mean that he won't. He's not, what I have here is not stubborn. It's not, there's a little bit of shock still around the situation. And there's a little bit of, I'm just going to say, like, pissed off. He's a little bit pissed off around the situation. I got to tell you, I feel that the people that are responsible for your son's death knew him and knew him by name. I just got a flash in my room of light, too. So whoever it was knew him and knew him by name. There's a truck involved, and I also see an older car. So they show me two vehicles. I get an older car with it's kind of a gold color to it, light color, like a tan or a gold color, and it feels like, I don't know car brands, but I want to say like an older kind of Cadillac, kind of like a big tanky kind of car, four doors.
No, a big tanky kind of car.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, something like that. But I also see a truck. So I'm seeing two vehicles. I'm not sure why they're showing me two. So I want to give you that involved. And I do feel like they will know who did this, and that they will know, and they will find him. And I get a sense that they have been watching that the police have been watching all of these different individuals. So I feel the individual is somebody's name, Nick. Now, I know there's Nick Humphreys connected to Mike, but I keep hearing the name Nick.
I'm not anybody by the name of Nick. I don't know anybody. I know that John and Roberta was where he stayed at. That's what happened at their house. And I know that they were involved in it. And I know there was a truck there. And the truck I seen there was white. I don't know if it's the same truck that you're talking about or not.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the name, Nick, so, yeah, okay. So I'm going to give you that, so I'm not sure how it's involved then, I feel like that there's not necessarily they're going to know who did this, but I don't know if they're going to bring them fully to justice. I feel like there's something else that they're watching these individuals on, and this is not the first time they've been involved in behaviors like this, so there's a sense that they are watching them, but I'm not getting the sense from my guides or your son. That if this is your son, that okay, thank you. Does he have a scar or something on a tattoo, a scar or a mark of some kind on his face, your son?
He had a scar on his lip, and he had a scar in his arm. He had a scar in his arm.
And then by his lip, correct? Because he says, mention the scar on my face. Okay. I do believe this is your son, but I also feel like I'm having a hard time getting his energy to stay anchored in, and that just tells me that somebody that's still transitioning just hasn't stepped all the way into the light, but I know he will, because he knows the light's there. He's not avoiding it. He just feels like he's got things incomplete. He wants to see that the two, I know there's two specific guys, he wants to see some kind of justice be brought forward, and he also is working on helping the police. He feels he's helping the police find himself. I'm letting him know he can do a better job of that once he crosses into the light fully. They're going to find him. They're going to find him. My guys keep telling they are going to find him. You are going to be able to bury him.
Is he close?
Do you mean close like his physical body or close like his spirit?
His remains.
His remains. I keep feeling no. I keep feeling like I want to push him out somewhere, like strange, like and okay, thank you. There, I actually see like to get to this place, like you have to cross barbed wire, and so it's kind of been sectioned off or something. There's water there, but it's shallow water. And
like a marsh,
it feels
maybe?
Like it's remote. Yeah, yeah, it would be. It's definitely marshy. Uh huh. Definitely. And I want to go. Do you? I don't know what this has to do with anything, or somebody could be. But I am not familiar with Florida, but I have been there, and I remember when we were driving around there, I kept seeing the signs that would say Kissimmee or something with "kiss" in the name of it.
I drove past there. It's called Kissimmee.
Yeah, and I remember seeing the Kissimmee because I thought, that is like the best name. We got to go to that Kissimmee town. And so, you know, and it was a big joke when we were there. I keep seeing that name as we're
it's
talking.
An hour,
I'm hearing the
okay. An hour southeast of me. Wow, that's a long way to go.
Where there's a marshy area around something where you would see that sign. So
what sign, Kissimmee?
Yeah, because I keep seeing a sign that says that.
I have a question for you. They said you hauled the house over there, and when the woman left, the wife left before the husband, they had a U-Haul there. And that U-Haul, I don't know what they were taking, they had somebody to put garbage out of there, but isn't that, the only thing missing out of that house over there, they abandoned that house. They totally abandoned the house and left. But then the missing in that house, the only thing missing is the bed my son was sleeping in, the dresser in the room he was in, and a deep freezer that was in the garage. And they had a big old U-Haul for this, for, you know, a little bit of trash they had. And that the furniture is still in the house, and they left everything behind, their diplomas, their kids' pictures. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And also, the police are trying to pin this on a black guy. This is the word on the street. They're trying to pin on this black guy, and they're trying to say that John Roberta, the people that live there, only cleaned up the mess, which I don't believe in one bit. They were high that day. I've seen them. My son called me at 8:37 a.m., and when he hung up the phone for me, he said, you know, he missed his mental maintenance clinic and that, you know, can I come back, come pick him up so he can come home? And he asked me, he said he can't find his cell phone. So he said bye. I know, I said bye. He never said bye. And I just said, here, listen, on the phone. I heard him in the background very calmly say, this is screwed up. And I think almost like someone had a gun to his head. I didn't think about it at the time because he was calm. You know, it wasn't like erratic or anything, but I think something was going on right that second. There, half an hour later, it was just going over with, you know?
Yeah, I do believe he was shot and more than once. And it was people he knew. He knew who these people were.
You don't feel a black guy was involved, though, do you? Because I don't think he was.
I don't.
This black guy.
I'm not seeing that.
Nope, I don't either.
That's not what I'm seeing. I'm not, you know, I'm just not seeing it. So that doesn't mean that there wasn't someone like that involved, but that's not what I'm seeing. And they keep saying that he knows it. And I actually feel like these people wouldn't necessarily want too much to do with anybody black. I get that kind of energy.
I would be very afraid of this person. He would not, you know, I mean, if this guy wanted to rob him, he would, see, my son had prescription pills with a lot of money on the street, and they took those pills, those people that he was staying with are junkies, and he got into a fight with Grandpa, that's why he was sitting out there, but I was worried, I said, leave your medication here, he said, I'll be okay, Mom, and he wasn't okay, obviously, but, you know, I just feel like you can add someone else, and I don't like that idea that the police are covering for this guy, you know, it's like, it's crazy. And did you get a color on that truck that you seen?
Let me see. If I could get a color. They just keep telling me, truck. So I'd have to guess, and I don't want to guess.
I almost feel like he went out to have a cigarette after he talked to me, and I sure, and then went back in the house and something happened because he had a netted clothes basket, you know, hamper with his clothes in it. It was brand new, but the people threw it out in the front lawn that day. And it was all tore up. I'm like, oh, it looks like you went back in there after you talked to me to go get a stuff in. And they had a struggle and something happened from there. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know what happened. All I know is I'd like to get his remains. You know what I'm saying? Because he does have a 7-year-old daughter. And we have told her that because she don't know where he is. That we think he has problems with his heart. You know, we had to tell me a little story after she gets older. And that, you know, she's wondering about the funeral. We'll have one pretty soon, honey. The doctor's checking him out to see why he died so young. Okay? So.
Yeah.
That's,
bless her heart.
You know, now that. Others, you know, worst, and that's the worst thing that can happen to a mother is, you know, let alone be a murderer, not knowing where, you know, not knowing what happened to him, just disappearing, not being able to have those remains, to have some closure, you know.
Right. You all definitely need closure. And so I'm just letting, the angels are hearing you, and I'm, you know, reminding them that we need to bring this forward. But they keep telling me that he will be found. And so, and these things will be brought to light. And I feel like they have been watching them or the people. I feel like your son included, like something was going on. They've been watching. And so they may be trying to get the people who did this to him on some other charges as well, you know, as if murder wasn't going to be enough. But I feel like somebody was really, somebody went off. Like they just had, like, you know, their mind had a broken moment. You know, they were on drugs and they went off. And I don't feel like it even is the first time. And I feel like there's facial hair with the person who did this and then not facial hair. So at times he has facial hair and at times he doesn't. But I definitely feel a male played the biggest part in this. There's a male that played a big part in this, and somebody then had to come and help him. So there's at least two males involved in this.
Yeah, two males and the wife, yep. And the wife had scratches on her arms, too. It's like, I mean, I just couldn't believe the police let them, like, they leashed the house down, and they put the carpet out of the house, and they went and burnt it or something, I don't know, and then they got the shoe haul, and next thing you know, the house was abandoned, and I was like, why are these cops letting these people do, you know? And I'll tell you what, the guy, John, his name is John Silvestro, and Roberta, they're the people that live there. Back in 95, in the same county, he had a friend named Kenny Norton. My son's name was Kenny, too. And Kenny Norton was having an affair with his wife. And John asked him to go out fishing, and that man was never found. He was dropped in the Gulf somewhere, and he was never found.
Yeah.
I'm sure as you go on that, you know, you will have your closure.
Because
I know that you've already worked with you here with this, and Leanne's given you some beautiful information there. You know, there was a few things I did pick up on, and Leanne, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Because, you know, there was a few more things that, because I know I've already worked with you once, but there was a few more things that came in there that I believe, see, when you were saying about closure, the thing that came to my mind was February. February, you will get your closure in February. Mm. And that truck, blue, you know, the color blue just came straight at me. But okay. not a dark blue, it's a very, very pale, a light blue color. And I believe that's where I want to place that truck. But, you know, Leanne, you know, I did drive through Kissimmee when I was in, going from Florida to Orlando, and I must say it's a beautiful place. But, you know, I did notice when I was driving through, you know, there is lots of marshland there, and there is lots of places where there is marshland, I suppose. But, you know, Cindy, I'm sure that, you know that your sun is shining down upon you bright at the moment. And, you know, within the fullness of time, when it's ready, your son will be found, and you will have your closure. And as Leanne said, I've already said there, you know, that there's a few people that's involved, people that he knows. And, you know, I believe in some way that this is something like, you know, the kind of people that is involved here. You know, it's not just like, you know, just some random person. I believe it's very heavily involved in doing, whether it be like, I don't know whether it be like drugs, I don't know, but they're so heavily involved. This is nothing new to them. This is something like water off a duck's back, you know? So I do believe that there is something involved that goes beyond just your average day-to-day, you know, lend me $20, nothing like that. I believe it's more intense, okay, and more heavily involved than just $20, because I don't believe that's what it is. It's more involved with that. But I know that February there will be closure there for you. I believe that you will be able to put your mind to rest. Obviously, losing your son is more devastating than anything, but I do believe that you will have your closure. Your mind will be able to put at rest. You will be at ease, okay? And your son will be able to cross over into that light. As Leanne said, he's aware of the light, but just hasn't chosen to cross over just yet, okay? But he is there, you know, and we can communicate with him all on any vibration.
Oh,
any
level. Yep.
But
he knows I won't stop on him. He knows that.
There we are. Perfect. Well, you know, he is around you, and he is close there to you, okay? And as I said, you know, you will have your closure. and you will get to be able to have a proper send-off, okay, rather than just not knowing or not understanding. You will be able to have a proper send-off there with your son, because I know that's what I want to bring there for you. Cindy, I know that you know that we got to go. We got to go to our next callers and to our next song. So we'll say thank you very much for calling. Please do download a copy of that reading. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Big hug, sweetie.
You know, Leanne, it must be very difficult and a very difficult place of where Cindy is.
Yes.
But, bless you know, it's difficult, isn't it? You know,
It's definitely... I can only even imagine, because I haven't had the loss of a child, but it must be excruciatingly difficult to have that experience. So I can't say I know it, but bless her heart, because I don't even want to imagine that. You know what I mean? So
must be.
To all the mothers out there who've had that horrific experience, my heart goes out to you, and I'm sending you all love.
Definitely, you know, but Cindy. Download a copy of that reading. Listen to it over and over and over again. Just go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM. You know, pick the bones out of it. You know, I always say that. Pick the bones out of it, Leanne, and try and find out what makes sense. And particularly in a case where it's so delicate, should we say, as that.
Yes.
Pick the bones out of it. And, you know, it will kind of make sense. It'll make sense as we go along. Leanne, I think that we need to go to another song. I really do.
Okay.
So let's press this button and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Not sure if you know this, but when we first met, I got so nervous, I couldn't speak. In that very moment, I found the one, and my life has found its missing piece. So as long as I live for love, you will have it all. You look so beautiful in white, and from now to my very
we'll have it all. You look so beautiful. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the host of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You know, Leanne, it was the weekend on Friday. More to do with that event, and you know, it's surprising how things actually come together. Me and the wonderful Jeanette from the Monday Night Show, Jeanette Ann Coombs, we was out Friday night, and so we had a demonstration to do, and then we went over to the Castle Hotel, and you know, I must say, a fantastic venue. There's rooms for people to stay in as well if they want to stay for the night, and you know, it's just shocking how things come together. You know, we took tickets with us, we were selling tickets there and then on the night, you know, so these tickets have been snatched up. So, you know, if anybody does want tickets to that venue, contact myself, mike@mikespirit.fm. You can go over to my Facebook page and inbox me on Facebook. Go over to any of the hosts from Mike Spirit FM, Jeanette Ann Coombs. You can go to Jerry, Nick, Grant, Sarah, any one of us, and just request a ticket or tickets however many you want for the Friday night or the Saturday night demonstration, and it's going to be a fantastic, you know, I'm so excited, Leanne, about this, the first event. As I said, the second one is going to be live in Norway. We can't ask for much more than that, can we?
No, and I really feel like a lot of people are going to be helped that night, so I think it's going to be a very powerful event, so get your tickets.
Most definitely. Well, I know that, Leanne, that you've helped a lot of people tonight as well. I want to say a huge thank you to you for being a guest on this show. I know that our minutes and time is ticking away very fast here, but, you know, an absolutely credit to the show of being a guest here. You really are. So let's have your website again.
www.angelichope.com.
And where to in America did you say that you was?
I am near San Jose in California, so it's near it's in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay, so if anybody is local to the San Francisco Bay Area, they can come along and see you. And I suppose you have lots of demonstrations going on there, Leandia.
Yep, I do. People can either book a private one for a group of people that they want, you know, to choose. I do a lot of those where they're small gallery events.
Yeah.
And I'm working on putting together another larger size gallery event in maybe Campbell, California.
Okay. So, again, people can just purchase tickets or pay on the door and come along to any of those events, or book a private one-to-one or a group session or even a Skype reading or a phone call reading. You know, I know that, well, I know personally myself that whoever books for any of those events with you, there, Leanne, that they're going to have a fantastic communication from the spirit world. As I said, you know, you are one of my favorite guests here in Mike Spirit FM. And you know, I just thank you for the year that you've given us in coming on to the show and really introducing me to new people as well, because I know that you've done that as well, haven't you?
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. Yeah, and you know, Blog Talk loves you, and, you know, Blog Talk is the people, and you have the best listeners, the best people in chat. You have some really beautiful people in there, so it's always such a joy for me to be able to come on over and to meet the people that are in chat and just to see all of the amazing things and how they support one another. And, you know, then the callers that come on, it's always really such a blessing for me. So I really appreciate it. And I feel like as we go along, you know, doing the shows with you, I'm learning a lot from you. So I appreciate, in a roundabout way, you might not know it, but you are mentoring me in a sense. And so I appreciate that as well.
Well, as I said, you know, Leanne, the pleasure is all mine of having you. You know, it really is. As I said, you know, you are a credit to Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, I'm going to tell all the other hosts about you. And you know, they can book you up as well. Because,
yes, definitely.
You know, I think that, you know, that the other hosts are kind of, I've been a bit selfish, really, you know, keeping it myself. And maybe I should tell all the other hosts yourself, because, you know, you do some beautiful work from the spirit world, and I really do enjoy working with you, and it's always a pleasure. You know, I'm just reading in the chat room there about where do we get this email and the posters. If you go over to Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, that's Mike Davis Medium, and scroll down a little bit, you will find it. The poster has been put up several times, a nice blue poster with the picture of all of us hosts on it. In fact, it's on the top timeline. Click that, and that's where the poster is. There is a telephone number there if you are in the UK. And you know, don't let that put you off about not being in the UK. I flew over to America. Why not come over from wherever you are? There's places to stay. Wonderful demonstrations to see. And I'm sure that you know, that you will enjoy it. But Leanne, what can I say? Will you come back?
I would love to. Absolutely. Are you kidding? Oh, my goodness. And I'm so looking forward to next week and the singing and having just some fun and all of that good stuff. And I'm really going to keep in contact with what's going on with you on Facebook, because I'm excited to hear about Norway and all those events there. I really feel like you are bringing so much light to the world. And I love that you are the people's psychic, because what that tells is that you are not a spiritual snob. And there's nothing that bothers me more as spiritual snobbery. Ugh, can't stand it.
No, same here. I can't deal with it. You know, I've always, you know, been told of, I mean, you got to remember, Leanne, I was 17 when I got up on the platform first time to work for the spirit world. 17.
Wow.
And I haven't stopped since. I'm 37 now, so there's 20 years of me working for the spirit world. And I absolutely love my job, call it my job if you want, I don't mind, but it's my way of life, it's my passion, you know, and I love this more than I love life itself. I gotta be honest, you know, it's something that I will always do. It's something that you know, to bring somebody comfort when they're down, to me that means more than anything, you know. And if that means I have to sit in the studio 7 nights a week and be out 7 nights a week, then I'll do that. Because, you know, I've devoured my life, if you like, to working for the spirit world. Obviously, we know we're human people and we have to live a human life. And yes, you know, I agree with that. But, you know, the free time I have, then let the spirit world use me for the good cause. And you know, I absolutely adore that. I really do.
And it shows. It really does. And there's no judgment coming from you or snobbery or, you know, anything like that. And you really just do. You're a vessel for spirit. So, you know, everybody in the chat room I know knows it and listening. So, and I feel it. So,
it's
there.
It's so thanks to those lovely people in the chat room and to the lovely guests like yourself and all the other guests that's been with me over this year and over the last 3 years, actually. It's only to all you wonderful people that keeps me going, because without those lovely people in the chat room, the lovely people that's calling, the wonderful guests that I have on, then I wouldn't even have a show. But, you know, I extend the biggest thank you to each and every one of you and my wonderful hosts here, Mike Spirit FM, and the producer. We can't forget our producers, because our producer, Ken, bless him, he works so hard behind the scenes. He really does. And, you know, sometimes our producers just don't get the credit, do they? Because, you know,
that's right.
We don't get the. But, Ken, thank you. And, Leanne, thank you very much. I know that we have to end the show. Ladies and gentlemen, angelichopes.com, if you want to get hold of Leanne. Facebook, Leanne, they can get hold of you on Facebook, can they?
Yes. Facebook, it's Leanne Thomas Medium. So you can find my page there, Leanne Thomas Medium.
Wonderful. Okay, Leanne, I want to say a big thank you to you again, and I want to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.